The skills gap varies across the state. Employers in the welding, information technology, and healthcare industries say they have jobs available, but they don't have qualified workers to fill them. Plus, current workers have to be retrained to keep up with ever-changing technology. Wisconsin's technical colleges often educate the workers in these industries, but over the last few years, the system has faced budget cuts. Now, some lawmakers have proposed a workforce growth program. It would allow the Technical College System Board to grant $10 million to businesses and schools that partner to tackle immediate skills gap needs in their area. Representative Steve Doyle of Onalaska says the money could go towards equipment purchases, faculty hires, or training scholarships.
You could almost call it an emergency type of a situation. Rather than saying, well, gee, next year the tech school is going to have this program so that we can meet this need 5 years down the line, employers come to us today and say, we need these people now. We can do something very quickly.
Some Republicans have expressed concerns about money going towards technical college facilities and grants having too much flexibility. Doyle says he'll be working with lawmakers on amendments to ease those concerns. Wisconsin Technical College System President Morna Foy says the grants are not intended to make up for budget cuts. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.